James.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, Brandon, it's good to see you again.
Nice to see you, James Adomian.
Well, what do you know? DC does it, and here we are. A couple of DC denizens right here in the district.
You like to rhyme, don't you?
Those aren't rhymes. Those are alliterations. I-L-L-E, you know what I mean.
You just did the Comedy Bang Bang thingy at the Howard Theater, and you have a new album!
I do! And it's called Low Hanging Fruit. Why did I take so long to remember it? Because I was trying to look for a joke, and it wasn't there, so I went to the album.
Alright, so why is it called Low Hanging Fruit for obvious reasons?
Well, it's because the easiest, dumbest material I could come up with to put out there, and it's an easy catch-all excuse, I'd say.
Fair enough. Okay, so one of the things I like about the album, though I have not heard it yet, no offense, it's not out yet, is the...
Why would I take offense at that? Were you supposed to have magical auditory powers to hear something that hasn't...
I'm part of the major media outlets.
I think you may find me to be more prickly than I am.
Yeah, you're a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Why would I take...
Has that backfired on you?
Oh, yes.
How so?
Yes, many times. I had to learn the hard way to not be nice to everybody.
But you still are nice to everybody.
Well, you're not looking at... Yeah, well, you know what? I should take you around some of the places where I'm not nice these days. Anyway, why are we concentrating on... Wait, hey, guys, here's what you need to know about me. I got all kinds of fucking demons in my closet.
Do you really?
Thank you. Thank you for concentrating on that.
Let's talk about one.
I actually have 1.5 demons.
What are the 1.5 demons' names?
Jack and...
So you really like Tim Burton?
Tim Burton, yes, I love it. I love any kind of wonderful childhood archetype that he can turn into a nightmare.
What did you want to be as a 10-year-old?
I wanted to be an 11-year-old.
Fuck you.
Because that was when The Rocketeer came out.
Ooh, are you a fan of The Rocketeer?
I am indeed.
Did you watch The Killing?
What is that?
The Killing is a show that's sort of like Twin Peaks. It was on AMC between Breaking Bad and Mad Men and all that stuff. It did not get renewed for a third season.
Here's what you just did. You like The Rocketeer?
Well, here's where I'm getting.
So you like The Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever seen the Bushkin twins? They're a completely different thing. It was on a TV show.
The Rocketeer plays the governor candidate.
Or
the mayoral candidate, I apologize. The mayoral candidate.
Campbell something.
Yes! I don't know. I'm just saying that too.
Is it the actor?
I don't know. He's really pretty.
He is really pretty.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet him sometime. I was a big fan of the movie and I like his acting.
One of my favorite things about you is when you do other podcasts and people ask you about yourself, you say you're an openly closeted homosexual.
Yeah, that was my bad. That was my 6 months ago. That was my gag.
Fuck off. How long have you been doing this thing? The comedy.
I am now openly out of the closet, doing a bit about being openly in the closet.
You did like 15 enough? Minutes about that tonight.
Yeah, I got a nice closeted chunk.
It was really good.
Just for the record, in case anybody's confused, I'm openly gay, and when I make fun of closeted people, it's only to gently nudge them out of the closet.
I don't think you were ever actually making fun of other people. Were you?
Oh, yeah, constantly. That's my bread and butter.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the butter part, at least.
You're subversive.
Am I subversive, or are you going to say submissive?
Both. What do I have to do to become better friends with you? Go.
Exactly.
All right, so you're doing the Comedy Bang Bang tour. I really like it because I don't usually get to see you on stages of this stature with people that actually want to be there. Do you alter your material to, like, suit the crowd? Or?
Oh, sure. I take out anything that's dangerous whatsoever.
Yeah, you didn't do any political material tonight, and you're in D.C.
Well, I understand. People are exhausted. It's like a boxing match all the time in this town, and the last thing they want is somebody to come in and be like, oh, here's my opinion from somewhere else.
The last two times I saw you in D.C., that's like 90% of your material.
Well, then also, I did have, what did I have? I had 10 minutes. What do you want from me?
You only had 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It was very good.
She was like, it felt like 20.
I enjoyed it.
It felt like an hour.
I enjoyed it completely. Who are some people that people need to know about in the L.A. area, the New York area? Who are your friends that we don't know about?
I don't... See, that's the problem, is I don't know who you would know about or not. Do you know... Let's see. You know Sean Patton, I'm guessing.
Sean Patton's on the show. He's a very nice man.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're at the...
I'm not asking trick questions. Like, Sean Patton's a great example because I don't think a lot of people know him.
You know what? I'm not a fan of comedy.
I understand completely. What are you a fan of?
Records.
What kind of records?
Comedy records.
Ooh, good. Like Steve Martin mostly.
No, actually, I like Jerky Boys records.
Jerky Boys are the best. You get them on vinyl?
Only on vinyl. When they did their Phil Spector album.
Give a Phil Spector impression.
You know what? I never did one, but good one. All right, nice one.
Stumped you.
Is this a hostile interview now?
Could we end every interview with "Are we good"?
Yeah, man. I see what you're doing, man.
Yeah, I did that because I don't like him as much.
What?
No, I don't.
He's great.
Have you been on a show?
Yes, it hasn't been out yet. So,
oh, really? It's been recorded.
Yeah.
The only time I talked to the men, I told them he needed to interview two people, you and Don Rickles.
Oh, that was nice of you to say.
I'm completely serious about this.
I hope he got us both.
Yay! All right. So, where can people find the album and all that wonderful stuff?
Let's see. Why would I take this long to answer? I should instantly be at Whip Smart.
It's an earwolf.
I'm in promotional mode.
Come on, man.
Earwolf.com.
That's good.
And then, like, Christmas time or whatever, it'll be up at all the other places.
Here's what I like about your stuff. You're one of the few comics where I could bring people that aren't fans of comedy to a show, and they seem to enjoy it.
They seem to, because people who aren't fans of comedy don't laugh. So if they just have a pleasant smile on their face, that's considered victory.
This is no longer for the random audience. This is for the people that actually listen to every show.
Yeah, tune out. Tune out, fuckos.
Really quick, could you explain Junior Stopka to me?
Junior Stopka?
From Chicago.
Yeah, I think he's a large slice of ham.
What did you... Yeah, this is it. What did you... when we talked about Junior Stopka a few months ago, you said that he's meant for one role. Do you remember what that role is?
A murderer.
Yes, he's a murderer. Why would he be good as a murderer?
I would cast him. I would pay that man lots and lots of money to play murderers, and I think that Hollywood should catch up.
So that's the key issue. James Adomian is one of my top five favorite comedians of all time. I'm trying to think of all time right now.
Yeah, it goes Pryor.
No, fuck Hicks. That. I don't like... Fuck you with the Hicks thing. Fuck you so much. I think my number one is Cosby, the Newhart.
Guys, this is going to be really compelling podcasting.
Oh, we don't know if we're actually at the right place. I think this is the right place, but I'm not exactly sure. And then,
Is this the one?
It might be a different one. I don't know. Either way. James, any parting words?
We may have knocked on the wrong door.
It's fine. It's like 1 a.m. on a Wednesday. We're fine. So that's it, everybody. That's the scoop of the day. James Adomian. Oh, yeah. This is definitely not the right place. I know for sure this isn't the right place. We got a longer interview, James.
Well, guys, the whole premise was that we were going to go have a little interview on a little walk over to a place.
Oh, I'm positive.
And they were going to tip-tap on a little door. But it turns out it looked exactly the same as their door, and we just knocked on it, and now we're walking away from
people. Yeah, it's this one. It's definitely this one.
The right place.